Okay, okay, I connected my phone. As I was telling you before, I'm Nikolin Karapanci and I'm working for an NGO here in Albania, in Korça region. It's called AgriNet Albania. And it's a member and also part of Albania Network Rural Development, also partner. And we were chosen to develop the interviews, how to say, or Sian asked me to collaborate with them for making the interviews in the field. AgriNet Albania is working with, how to say, in the field, and also for in the field of agriculture and rural development. And it's a non-government organization. Tommy Piculi is the director, and I am a project coordinator. To wrap up, I worked in the field for organizing the interviews, and I had it was a good experience for me, and it was also a good, how to say, interviews and summary for agroecology, because it's a new terminology for for the farmers here in Albania, but not only in Albania. But I'm speaking for the Albanian part. AgriNet is working in three different regions of Albania, in Korça region mostly, and it's the most important region for AgriNet, in Peshkopi and also in Elbasan. There are three different regions that are working mostly in the field of agriculture and working probably here in Korça with fruits, in Elbasan with olives and vegetables, or in greenhouses, and also in Peshkopi with mostly with fruits, mainly for apple and grapes. This was just for some information regarding to the, how to say, the interviews. I worked mostly in the field on face-to-face interviews, not applying online interviews or by phone, but I went in the field and meet all the farmers. I met 70 interviews in total in two different regions of Albania, Korça and Elbasan. It was not possible to go in Peshkopi because it was in different region of Albania, and we used to go across the Macedonian or North Macedonian border, and it was not possible for us because of the COVID-19 restrict rules. But I developed the interviews here in Korça and also in Elbasan. And I met 70 farmers, from which 14 were men and 3 were women. And also the 2 from these men were youth, how to say, or farmers under the 35 years old that are working and they are developing their farmers after the fathers leave to them the work. And these three interviews were organized in livestock production, farmers that were working in livestock production. 9 interviews were organized in farmers that were working in fruit and productions, especially apple and cherries. 4 interviews were conducted in a group of farmers, how to say, gathered together in the classroom, and they were working mostly in olive and vegetable production. And 1 interview was conducted with a farmer that was working in grape production or vinegar. As Desiana mentioned, the interview was, or the Yes, the interview was very well translated and very well understandable for farmers. But the term agroecology was, new for the farmers. Maybe they fulfill some steps of agroecology, but they doesn't know that they are working in that direction. Maybe I will show you an example that mainly the farmers that are working in the field of fruit production here in Korça fulfill one step of the agroecology or maybe two steps of agroecology. One was leaving 5% of their orchards without planting with trees or without any crop or plant for growing up the natural enemies of different plants. And also they are working under a program of IPM for managing their pests and diseases according to the national according to European restrictions for applying the first or second pesticides class that are damaging and harmful for environment, beans, and also consumers, and also for themselves. So this was my experience, and I don't know, I was clear, and I was trying to choose a different kind of farmers from different two regions of Albania, mainly working in the agriculture, because these two regions are the main agriculture production here in Albania. And I choose different groups, to make part also women, also youth, but also different farmers from different productions, as I mentioned, fruit, grapes, olives, vegetables, and so on. If you have any question, and sorry, I didn't mention, because I fulfill also an interview with three steps of full interview with three steps of that interview. Thank you, and it was a very good and fruitful experience for me, and for farmers to hear about agroecology and to be part of this interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there is any question, I'm ready to answer, and I'm ready to be part of the discussion. For any comment or any question.
Thank you, Nicolin.
Thank you too.
Is there any question? Oh, I have maybe a question on the perception of the farmers on these surveys. Did they understand why you were doing this, and did they had also the feeling that it was a lot of time that was not dedicated to their own farm, and or they were happy to participate and they could see the opportunity there? What was their perception?
Yeah, for me, going to the farmers and meeting them was very good, and the perception was very good for the farmers. They are friendly to this kind of interviews, and also they discuss, and also they answer to the questions, very understandable from them. I explained to what they have to see, or what they have to answer to the questions, or to discuss about the question, and which was the right answer for this part. Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Is Olena, you wanted to
Ну, у меня был примерно такой же вопрос, но еще в дополнение. Вот скажите, пожалуйста, ну, во-первых, конечно, впечатляет.
Yes, your work is very impressive.
Сами фермеры заполняли список.
please tell me, if the farmers themselves filled the questionnaires without anyone's help, and how much time did it take in average for one farmer to fill a questionnaire?
Sorry, if I can hear again the question, because I was I changed the connection with my phone, and now I find the
I can help you. So do you mind if I say directly in Albania the question,
sure,
or better?
Sure.
Okay, so pyetja ishte sa kohë mori pyetësori, me fjalë për tu bërë nga fermerët, sa kohë zgjati?
Një pyetësor.
Po, një pyetësor sigurisht e varion nga stepat, edhe pastaj e plotësuan vet ata apo i ndihmove ti.
Okay. I understand the question. If the question was clear for me, that the Sana make me in Albanian, in our language. The question was that how time take the questionnaire to fulfill. If the questionnaire was in two steps, it took from 30 to 45 minutes until 1 hour with a group of farmers that I developed in the region of Elbasan. And the questionnaire that I fulfilled with three steps, all three steps, it was about 1.5 hours, as I remember, because it was also the picture are inside, as Desiana will see, and also other who are responsible to look to the pictures and to the data. The farmer was together, the farmer that I was making the questionnaire was together with his wife, and they were speaking together, discussing together, and it was a little bit longer. Yes. So from the two steps questionnaire was from 30 minutes to 45, and the full one full questionnaire was 1 hour and 50 minutes. 1 hour and 50 minutes.
Okay, thanks. Any other question?
As I remember, the questionnaire was for the group of the group questionnaire that I did in Elbasan was filled from the farmers. I printed it was in a printed version and give it to them, spread to them. But the other questionnaire I did it by myself and always online, directly online with my phone.
So you were on the phone with them?
No. I was with them face to face, asking, and I making by my phone. Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. Desjana, no? I thought you wanted to talk.
Yeah, actually, just a comment. Actually, we choose Nikodim to be in the field and to conduct the interview, since he's very familiar in the region and the work he is doing is very connected with the farmers. So this is, let's say, a first step that helps a lot to conduct an interview without feeling somehow pushing someone to answer a question and to find time for you, since they know each other from previous collaboration they have had. So it's kind of familiar and they have good relationship. So this helped us for getting the data. I would appreciate, Carolina, if you could check the data that I mentioned, because today I couldn't find. Probably it's something wrong with the system, or I don't know. Before I didn't have any problem, but just today I couldn't find. So if there is any comment or questions, we are open to answer. Thank you.
Okay, It seems that there is no question for now. Maybe later in the discussion, we will come back to this experience and share others. Now I suggest to give the floor to Anna.
Sorry, I have a question. I have a question.
Yes.
Jana or anybody else, the question is, when you gave the printed question, the answer should appear in the same cell where is the question, or different cell? Technical question, sorry. We are just at the beginning. Nicoline, maybe you answer.
As I understand well the question, in the printed way, it is the same as in the online or with the phone or with the tablet or in computer. It's the same cell.
So you put the answer in the same cell where is the question?
Yes, of course. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Sometimes in the online version was easy because if you go through the third step that you asked to the farmer, there were some technical issues that you asked the farmer the name of the pesticide that he has used or how many pesticides he has used, also details from the company, and in the printed versions they didn't appear as mm-hmm. as I have seen. But if you have a phone or with you, or you have a tablet or something with an electronic device, you will see that if you click to that question that you had, for example, here the farmers has used 7 pesticides, automatically appears the 7 other cells that you ask to the farmer for the name of the pesticide, the company, and as I remember, some other details.
Thank you. It's very useful information.
You are welcome.
And I remind you that we are translating and making for the farmer available through the printed version only step one. So step three, in fact, is what this Nicoline has well described, will be collected the data directly by the enumerator, so by you finally, no? It's only on step one that it's also to facilitate what you are saying very well in all the experience, to have a better understanding of what is agroecology all about. So it's a way also to discuss, it's also a way to make people absolutely conscious of what they are doing very often in somehow, and making these things a bit connected one to the other, and going through the 10 elements help us to connect all the different things that are on there. And this is why the step one is translated in the different national language. And it's we always say that it's better to print and make the farmer to use it themselves. Indeed, this is not what we are doing on step two, that also because it's much longer and we are not going to translate step two. And so it's yourself that it's collecting the answer after that you explained it. And so you can work directly on your phone, on your tablet.